Radio. News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to American Uck Radio on Mojo 50 and WBM 324, the World Broadcast Network. I'm Mike Phillip. You don't want to be Mike Phillip, trust me. You don't. It's, heavy as a head that wears the crown and so forth. I'm just kidding. It's Rock Friday, and what a great day to hang out with all my really good friends and play some music and talk and do a bunch of goofy stuff, and that's what we're going to do today. And I got a request that, it led me down a thought process, and this is kind of where everything goes with me lately. There's a fire inside of me that's growing, and I've been getting some really fantastic emails. I'm going to be on the Stu Peters Show at 4 o'clock Mountain Standard Time today. If you're not listening live, you can go and find that. But he was talking to me a little while back, weeks ago, and wanted to know what he could do to possibly draw more attention to this show. And I got back to him, and I said, you know what? I want to talk about Jesus. And he said, let's do it, Mike! And so that's what we did. And you're going to hear more of that. We're going to do it every Friday on the Stu Peters Show. And then I pre-record that with him. And I myself go live. It's just a difference in how we do things. And you know what? It's all good. And so I want to get into this first request. It is for Debbie in Texas. Texas Debbie. And it's Shine by Collective Soul. But I want to say something. I've noticed a pattern with Collective Soul and their writing and their subject material. We're going to play the song first, and then I'm going to get into it. And actually, we're going to play a few songs of theirs, and you're going to be blessed. You're going to feel goodness and light and truth today. It's going to be good. Trust me. You're going to like this. Rock Friday. American Uck Radio, Collective Soul, Shine for Debbie in Texas.
Stay.
Well, 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 we got Debbie Treadway's song in Collective Soul, Heaven Let Your Light Shine Down. And I'll tell you what, the last 2 years of my life have been absolutely fantastic. It just keeps getting better. We started holding church services here and preaching the Word of God to people. And so many people have come along. And I got an email yesterday. I got real preachy on the show. And I couldn't help it. I've got this fire inside of me that just keeps getting bigger. And, I don't want anybody to be afraid by anything that I say. I want people to be lifted up. I want you to be built up. I want you to have a sense of empowerment and peace and joy and love when you listen to American Rock Radio. And there's a lady in Oklahoma that heard of us through the Stu Peters Show when I was on a while back. And listen to this email that I got yesterday. This is a blessing. Your words touched me. I was crying here at work, just hanging on the words coming from you. God was truly here. Can't wait to listen to more. It's only the beginning of the show. Keep letting him work through you. I love listening to you stay fired up. I will stay fired up, and I'm going to keep throwing more fuel on that fire. That's how it's going to go. Now, I started thinking about Collective Soul, and we got an anonymous donation for a Rock Friday song and for the church from an unnamed benefactor who is a great man, somebody that I really love. He's my brother and my friend. And I decided on this train of thought that I was going to play Where the River Flows. Now, what is the obsession with a river or going where the water is? I'm going to get preachy again. It's coming. I can't help it. I just, that's where my head and my heart are at these days. And if I can use this platform to bring peace and joy and love into people's lives, then that's how it's going to be. That's how it has to be. And so closer I get to him, that's how it's going to be. And if anybody doesn't like it, well, don't listen anymore. Jesus went to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Not Jacob Hiller. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. It was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith unto thee, give me drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Living water in the time of pandemics and lockdowns and vaccines and everything's so bad, I'm so afraid. No, I'm not. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. If you go back to the prophecies in the book of Psalms, the very first one that David wrote of was a tree planted by the water. You see it over and over again. Moses struck a rock in the wilderness with the children of Israel, and water came gushing out. The Apostle Paul let us know that that rock was Christ. If you want life, if you want peace, if you want power, you got to go to where the river flows. This is for Chattanooga, Alabama. Whoops, I named it when I said I wasn't going to. on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Be alive. Be strong. Be free. That's all I want for you. Welcome back to American Rock Radio's Rock Friday with Mike Phillip. Sometimes life can get heavy. It really can. Get worried about things. I got bills to pay. What if I lose my job due to a vaccine mandate? I see all these headlines in the news and it does not look good. Oh, no, it doesn't. But I'll tell you what, there's a place where you can get rest, where all your troubles can be laid down and taken away by somebody that all you who are weary and heavy laden can get rest. So if things are heavy, you just go to Jesus Christ, lay it at his feet, and he will take it from you, and you'll be skipping like a lamb. I tell you what, Heavy by Collective Soul on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Heavy on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I turned my mic pot down when the song's playing, and I had to like boop turn it up real quick. That's why I'm known to be such a professional. All that training in broadcasting, and it all just came down right there. You know what? The closer you draw unto God, the closer he will draw to you. And all the fear, all the stupid headlines that you read every day will just melt away. And he'll do things for you. Yes, he will. Actually, I want to give you an example of one of them right now. This is something that I read today. And you guys are so dumb. Satan is a liar. He's so full of it. And his lies aren't even good. They're not even close to being good. And so, you know, since we're in this time of pandemics and things like that, if you go over to AmericanRockRadio.com, up to 300,000 people in the UK are facing heart-related illnesses due to, get this, they keep making up new diseases because they don't know how to cure heartburn and they don't know how to deal with the old ones. And, well, there's got to be something to stress you out. There's got to be something to make you sick that men's hearts would fail them for fear of the time. Post-pandemic stress disorder. Two London physicians have warned, this could result in a 4.5% rise in cardiovascular cases nationally because of the effects of PPSD. You know what? We need the reverb for that. PPSD! Oh, I'm so scared. So scared. Those aged between 30 to 45, most at risk, they claim. Mark Rayner, former senior NHS psychological therapist and founder of Ease Wellbeing CIC, said that as many as 3 million people in Britain are already suffering from PPSD. Thanks to stress and anxiety caused by the effects of COVID-19. Right, losers. I'm not stressed. My life got better during the lockdowns. My marriage got better. I turned into a better father. I turned into a better son. I've been given a ministry that feeds people that need it, giving hope and love and peace and joy. It just flows out. If you're listening to American Rock Radio, you're going to feel power. Let's go on, though. He fears that this could result in a dramatic rise in physical health issues, such as coronary heart failure, if cases are not detected or treated early. Mr. Rayner said, PTSD is a very real problem on a massive scale, as well as the condition itself with all its immediate problems. One of the biggest collateral issues is the effect it can have on heart health. Said the guy that doesn't know how to lower blood pressure in the first place or what causes it. All they know to do is give you drugs. Don't do drug, kids. But here, take these drugs. Ooh, dramatic rise in physical health issues. And we've seen dramatic rises in physical health issues. But I'll tell you what, if you get filled with the Holy Ghost, that peace, that joy, that heavy burden that you're carrying will go away. And the stress that is in you will result in better health. Isn't that great, huh? It's almost like a precious declaration that was made to us from the foundation of the world when the Lamb was slain. You put that blood over your door and the angel of death will pass over. Precious declaration. Collective soul on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. I know that it does not make you happy. I know that it can be a pain, but we have got to go to a commercial break. And you know what? Commercials are absolutely necessary if you want to keep all this free entertainment going, because they keep the lights on for Mojo 5.0. And you know what? I'm really thankful for Mojo 5.0. It's fantastic having this time slot on a actual online radio station. Instead of, you know, just doing a YouTube channel or any of these other things that people do, this is what I'm geared for. This is years and years and years ago. I went to broadcast school, grew up in radio stations, and commercials have always been a big part of it. So if you want to keep Mojo 5.0 on the air and ticking, just go to the websites that are mentioned in these commercial blocks and support our sponsors. We'll be back with a really uplifting Rock Friday right after this. Stick around.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain Tenterville, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we will find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, guys?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah. That would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patriots for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
Therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
When you know it's about to get real and you really need a plan and you need people on board, there's only one place to be. Sunday Long Live Radio, 5 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. UK on Mojo 50 Radio.
America Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio show, America Nuck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
America Nuck Radio. America Nuck Radio.
Welcome back to American Nuck Radio's Rock Friday. I have made so many great friends doing this show, I got to tell you. I really have. A lot of them, Well, the vast majority I've never met face-to-face, but you know what? That's okay. And if what I'm doing can have an impact on your life so that you hear what's going on here and you go out and you make a difference in somebody else's life and carry that love in your heart that you just can't get anywhere else than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, then you know what? I consider it a good day. Now, back to Rock Friday. We're going to do some more collective soul for this first hour because I'm digging it. And we're going to do a song called December. No spiritual lesson here whatsoever, just because it's December, that's all. And it's a good song. So, kick back, enjoy some Rock Friday with Mike Philip on American Rock Radio. Tell somebody that you love them today. Forgive somebody. It's a great weight off your shoulders. December by Collective Soul at American Rock Radio's Rock Friday!
Drink the water from my hand. Contagious as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't run it over again. Just spit me out.
You know, if you go to the book of Proverbs, the writer King Solomon, known to be one of the wisest men of all time, wrote about seven things that God absolutely hates. One of them was someone who causes discord among brethren, one who divides and splits people up along lines of race or nationality or even provinces or states. I'll tell you what, you want to bruise Satan's head, you get together with people of a like mind and gel. Get together, smile, love one another, love your family, love yourself. Let's gel on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. The most powerful things in the universe that you can do and receive is the title of our next song. There's a lot of people walking around carrying a load of shame on them over things that have happened in the past, things they've done or things that they could have done or made better or said something to somebody. But I'll tell you what, forgiveness is a powerful, powerful force. And if you can forgive other people, you will be forgiven. I'm somebody that, you know, I've been forgiven of a lot. Trust me, a lot. And I've had a lot of people that have done some really crappy things to me. And you know what? Sometimes it's arguable that I deserved it, but it doesn't matter. When you encounter forgiveness, you have to dish it out. Otherwise, you can't be forgiven. And so with that, Forgiveness by Collective Soul off of their Disciplined Breakdown album. Forgive somebody today. Let it go. Let them let go of the shame that's on them, and you will make the world a better place. And it's all that God wants for you. Give it away, and you shall receive. Forgiveness by Collective Soul on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. And we've only got time for one more in the first hour, but we're going to go with the world I know, the world that was created by the express image of God, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for it because he loves you. Do you understand that you were in the mind of God before you were in your mother's womb and he spoke you into existence? That's how important you are. That's how special you are. The world I know tries to beat people down. But the fact is, you are a creation of the Almighty God. Love yourself today as he does, and one another. The world I know, American Rock Radio, Rock Friday. Up on the end of hour one of American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Stick around for hour two. It's going to be great, trust me. And listen closely, because there might be something a little bit different, a little special that we've never done coming up on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday. Stick around, everybody.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo.